Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Katuongere katonde ngare zamanyi.
Let's add God a mighty hand clap.
Ngatumwebaza olwechigambo chetuulide.
As we thank him for the word we have heard.
Okuyita mbaweereza be.
Passing through his servants.
Omusomesa Banji Christolite.
Teacher Banji Christolite.
Awamo ne teacher Ivan Jasper.
And teacher Ivan Jasper.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mwongere ngare omugaye mukama neyanziza.
And my hand clap say God I thank you.
Oyongere do kuntegeka.
You move to prepare me for every good work that you've called me for.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that word is very great. The services of God
are
meant to bring a revelation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For when he tells us that when we gather together, yes, one with a psalm, a doctrine, interpretation, one with a revelation, one with a tongue, let all be done for edifying the church. So without revelation, you will not be edified.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As
he
tells us in Romans 9 verse 4, that we have to handle services of God. But the services of God, one of what is meant to be in it is revelation. Now all those in the summary that teacher Banji has preached to us, the words which fall in these words, that's the light of knowledge passing through the word of God. It brings vision. Light of knowledge passed through the word of God. It brings a vision. And the full light passing through the word of God. It brings revelation which is full. Yes. If you had not summarized it well, now you summarize it like that. That light of knowledge passing through the word of God, it brings the vision. And the full light which is full of knowledge, light filled with knowledge passing through the word of God, it brings revelation which is full. Yes. But revelation which is full, it reveals and it manifests all the secrets of God, even all the schemes of Satan. Revelation full of light of the word of God, it manifests all the secrets of God, and it manifests all the schemes of Satan. In the summary, there you've gotten revelation in the services.
Are
meant to be revealed the secrets of the kingdom of God. At the same time, that you can be hidden the hidden things of Satan. That you can be revealed the hidden things of the devil. The schemes of Satan. For when we read Deuteronomy 29 verse 29, the secret things belong to God, but those revealed, they are for us and our children and our children's children to doing them. It means a person before they are revealed, they have no rights over that not revealed to them. And they have no way they can do it. There has been much problem in the church. Many things
have
not been able to do in the kingdom of God,
for
not been revealed. praise Jesus much. But as in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to
6,
when he said we deny the hidden things, we denied the shameful hidden things, but in the truth we are not like the many who twist the word of God. But before God,
we
speak it in its truth. And
he
said, if this gospel is hid, it's hidden to those who are getting lost. The God of this age blinded the eyes of their minds. The reason he blinded their minds, that they not be revealed the secrets of God. In the same way, they will not be revealed the schemes of Satan, that he will take advantage of them.
But
when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11,
agamba,
he says,
we
are not like those who do not know the schemes of Satan. Satan may not take advantage of us. We are not like those who do not know his schemes. It means,
anytime
don't get revealed schemes of Satan, Satan can take advantage over you. For example, he can command you that send me the deserts. Bind me in the deserts. But because you do not have the other revelation that in the deserts there are no trees there. There are no pillars on which you bind them on. You remain when he's made you foolish. You bind him in the deserts.
And it's
not there, never been there. Even our Lord Jesus said, when you cast the demon set in the deserts, it reached there, he has nothing to eat. And it comes back to
spy
on its house, and it is you. Finds they have cleansed it. Not be able to stand the one who cleans that house. Let me go get more other seven wicked spirits. And they are so wicked. Demons so wicked. And we come capture this house again. Yet you send them in the deserts.
It
means his hidden escapes from you.
And
is going to take advantage over you. Command you send me the oceans. According to Ezekiel 27, verses 1 to 5,
knows
in the ocean, that's where their main base is, where they sit as they heat human hearts. They drink blood there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you send them there, and they drink their blood there, and they gain more power and strength. The one you cast in the morning,
in the
lunch hour service, has come back with much strength.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when you cast them, go in the desert in the evening, they come back when they are very hungry,
they
fall in the congregation, they drink blood from them, sucking blood. And you say,
they
said that we cast in the morning,
morning glory.
In the morning glory service,
evening glory.
In the evening glory service, even lunch hour, come back very strong. You sent him where?
In
the morning you cast him, sent him where? That in the ocean. In the Ezekiel 27, verse 1 to 14, the ocean is their base, and they buy body parts, and they eat them from there, including hearts, the private parts, blood, and the
pieces.
And they come back where they are very powerful. In the lunch hour service, and they begin to play on you, and you chase them, and they don't go. They abuse you. They speak obscenities on you. You say, and you chase them on the lunch hour service. This time, they ask you, sent them where? In the deserts. Yes. In the deserts, dry land. You did it wrongly. There are no tree poles, you can bind them there. You bind them on what?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That now you bound them on what? I didn't understand. I was in faith. I'm binding them in faith. In the faith, it was which color? The faith you are into. It was faith.
Faith.
How are you getting the faith? But what I know is one. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Romans
10:17.
If I want to ask you, in binding them there, in the deserts, which scripture did you base in? What I know it says, sending them the dry lands in the desert, it come back. The King of Kings. Our Lord Jesus. He said, come
back.
It's so hungry. And so wild.
It's
need to eat.
You
know, a lion which is hungry.
How
it can tear you apart. And if you send the deserts, what to you?
Come
back in the evening glory service. And it is so wild. Very wild. You test them and they're wild. We are not going. Foolish.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Light, when it comes to tell you, Revelation 20, verse 1 and 2, that Satan is bound in the bottomless pit, everlasting chains, in the darkness which is everlasting. Everywhere you bound them is a wrong location.
Otherwise,
you has been binding yourself. Forget Matthew 18, verse 18. What we bind on earth, heavens bind it. What we lose, heavens loses it. Say there are angels who come from heaven and they do that work. The reason we are in the flesh, those we fight with, they are not flesh and blood, but are principalities. Ephesians 6, verse 12. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, evil spirits, powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And if I do, I bind them. It means light of knowledge. Passing through the word of God. It did give you a vision. You're going to still get destroyed. Fail to get the full light of knowledge pass through the word of God. That it gives you vision which is full. Revelation which is full. Again, the full revelation. Revelation filled passing through light of the word of God. If you've gotten it, you can be revealed in the secrets of God and they become yours.
And
you can be revealed schemes of Satan and you gain authority over them. What revealed is yours even authority to do whatever you want there. As that revelation is, it has been given you. That's why you are saying without revelation, without a vision. Hosea 4:6 said, my people are desperate for lacking knowledge. Then he said Proverbs 29:18, without the vision people perish. Goes 2 Corinthians 12:1, he said, let me go in the vision and revelation of our Lord.
The
devils, you have to advance in them like that. When you reach in revelation, things begin to become yours.
What's
in secret and now is yours. You have authority over them. What's been hid of the devils, you've understood them. You have authority over them to destroy them. You've understood me well. I think now you've understood Teacher Banji very well. What he was telling you, you've understood well. Speak with the brethren what you've understood.
Explain
to them that I've understood like this. That the light of knowledge passed through the word of God, it brings this. And the full light of knowledge passed through the word of God, it too brings this. And the full revelation passed through the light of the word of God, it reveals this. Yes. Also, it reveals these ones. And they all become mine, and I gain authority over them. Explain to them how they have been.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Teacher
Jacob has explained me well. He's told me
that
light of knowledge passed through the word of God. It brings the vision. He said this vision is still like some light to be understood well. If he moves ahead in level, light of the knowledge of the word which is full, it takes him into revelation. In that of revelation which is full passed through the word of God, it manifests the secrets of God. And they are children's children. And they are his.
Aunt,
it manifests schemes of Satan. Those heeds,
it
has authority. It is one command. Those destroyed, they be destroyed.
He lives
for that and never gets destroyed. With his children and children. And they live. Forever. I don't know if that's how you've got
revealed.
But when I spoke with Teacher Jacob, as we shared what he learned, where Teacher Banji taught, up to where
Apostle
Ronald Hope Witness came to add on.